Good morning, everybody. I assume you can hear me okay. Okay, good. Baruch Hashem. So today we'll start Siman Kuf Pei Dalet. I'm sorry, Kuf Tzadi Dalet. Instead, I went back. Kuf Tzadi Dalet, which is what we're up to, Shir Samach Dalet. And that is on the topic of Psichas HaKever. It's a funny expression, Kever. Usually, we associate a Kever with a grave. It means a grave, but actually, it means something that simply contains something. So sometimes the word Kever is used for the mokor, you know, the uterus where the baby is found, it's called the kever. Again, somewhat unusual the way we use the word kever, but that's what the kever means. So we'll talk today about the psichas hakever and the question of whether when the opens up for the baby to come out or for whatever it is to be discharged, is it automatically dam, and what status does it have in terms of need. To begin with the parshas, the psukim in parshas Tazria, the beginning of the Sedra, Perek Yud Beis of Vayikra, source one. A woman conceives and she gives birth to a male. So we know Vitama Shivas Yamim, so after giving birth to the male child, she's tummy for 7 days. Kimeni das dosa titma. Just like when she has when she's in Eden. Rashi, there in the second source, and that Pasuk and Tazri, a very good base, Pasuk Bays, where you grow. Kimeni das dosa titma. Kiseder called Tuma or Benidah. Right? She has whatever status, whatever the dinim relate to Nidah. Okay, it's mitama, bitumas later. Okay, and then Rashi adds, "Vafilu niftach hakever below dam." Rashi says this is the case that the woman automatically becomes tamea after giving birth to a male child. She becomes tamea for 7 days, parallel to the 7 days of when she's in either. And this is even if the it opens up, it opens up below dam. Okay, and that's extremely unusual. Okay. I don't want to say impossible, but very highly unlikely. Usually there's a great deal of dam. When a woman has a baby, there's a great deal of blood. But okay, that's what Rashi says. But anyway, so she becomes tummy for 7 days. This is until much later, right? It's not nida, it's kime. It's a kime nidas dosatikma. It's parallel, Rashi says. Kisse, they're called tuma amur benidosa, benido. But it's some other type of tuma for 7 days. And it really has nothing to do with the discharge of blood, even if theoretically, that's what I say, theoretically, if the hakev al dam, you still have this tumor. Then pasuk gimel l'vayom hashmini imo b'sar losa. Okay, that's a very important pasuk, not for us now. That, of course, is the mokar and the Torah for bris milah. Bris milah is mentioned, of course, in parashas lech lecha with Avraham Avinu, but that's, and again in Vayera with Yitzchak having a bris, but that's kodesh matan Torah. Right, that it's before Matan Torah. So this is a pasuk which is a source of bris milah in terms of after Matan Torah. Then we have the bris on the 8th day. We learned many dinim by Yom HaShmini. It's only during the day, not at night, etc. Okay. Getting back to our topic, then after that, after that, for 33 days, after the 7 days of Tumah, she has 33 days of what's called Dam Tahar. Fine, but any dam she discharges is considered dam tahar. That's if she has the older zohar. However, in pasuk hey, in the kiva seleh, it's everything's double. The tama shuayim kinidasa. Again, the word kinidasa. Rashi doesn't comment again, but the same thing as Rashi said. Kesele koltuma samur koltuma hamur benida. She's this time tummy for 2 weeks, and then she's tahar for 66 days. Okay, so that's the. Those are the famous psukim in the beginning of Parshas Tazria. And as I said, Rashi stresses that this tumma, the tumma like anida, is even if the mokar opened up without any dam, I feel it's covered below dam. The Sifra, the Bryce and the Taurus Kohanim, there in Tazria's Parsha Aleph, in the Nosei, it says, Kimei Nidas, I'm sorry, Isha Kisazuri Aldo Zohar, Ma Talmud Omer. I skipped a few words, but Tamar Lomar Zohar the Rabba Samesis. It says, and this is where it's perhaps more relevant than a normal case, because I said a normal live birth, there's a lot of blood that's discharged. It's very rare to get psychos or kevin below done. But the Sifra here tells us that even if the child, Rahman Hassan, is born dead, you know, stillborn, okay, it's not a live birth. Okay, or it's a miscarriage and so on. So I might have thought, says the Sifra, that since what it says, Ishak, he says, we all the Zohar, and it says the Tomah Shivas Yamim, and it's juxtaposed to Pasuk Gimel, Yom HaShmini, Yom HaBasar Loso. So that obviously the Bris Milah is only when it's a live child, with a live birth, right? A live male child. So therefore, I might have thought that the only time this, the Tumas Leda applies The only time you have tumas later is if you have a normal live birth that for the boy would result in having a bris on day 8. So therefore, I said that again, that's the Havamin, right? Shomei ani yabiyotze chai, shuma tamez imo tumas later. Minayin liyot, that's a mace, you're also shia tamez imo tumas later. Hamad omer zohar, any type of zohar, we all know zohar. Okay? The rabbi says hamez. So that's what the Sifra tells us, that even if the child is born dead, the dinim of tumas later apply. And that's what it says right at the beginning here in our Simon Kuf Tzari Dalim, Sifra Aleph, source 4. Yoledes afilu lo ra'as adam. Any yoledes, even if she didn't see any dam, tmeya kenida, bein yolda chai, okay, whether the baby was born alive, normal live birth, bein yolda meis, the child was born, stillborn, dead, afilu nefel, even if she miscarried earlier, right, even if she miscarried earlier. In all these cases, she's tmeya 2 months later. Okay, so that's what it says at the very beginning of the Shulchan Aruch. So now, I'd like to look for a little bit, just by way of, you know, of introduction to this siman, to this question, is machlokes whether efshar l'psichas hakever below dam or not. So in this, we turn to source 5 in Mishnah, here in Nida Chaf Aleph Amin Aleph. The Mishnah says in Nida Chaf Aleph Amin Aleph, Hamapeles Chaticha. Okay, now Chaticha, we've had this in the past. Chaticha means like a mass. It's like tissue or it's blood, a bloody mass. It does not have any human form. Okay, she discharges some kind of a glob, that's what a chaticha is, hard to define exactly, but it means like a mess, okay, a shapeless, no human form, a tissue. So, and that's discharged from her body. Okay, im yesh imodam, and tmeya. If it's accompanied by blood, so then she's taka tmeya, but imlav tahora. Okay, imlav tahora. Let's see Rashi before we get to Behuda. This is the Tanakama. Rashi says in 6, she's tmeya because of nida, like any other discharge of dam. She's tmeya machmas nida because of nida, Rashi tells us. Okay, but if there's no blood, then tahora. Why not? I thought we said earlier that any type of discharge, she's going to be tmeya later. So Rashi says, yeah, because this is the lav later. Okay, this is not later. This mass, this katicha, that's not called a later. We only have the tumah of tumas later when it's a later. It doesn't have to be a live birth. Unfortunately, it could even be if the child is stillborn, if it's an afil. But if it's this shapeless mass, this katicha, that's not called a later. So therefore, now it will depend. If there's dam that came out with it, it's okay. She's tumeya because the dam can be dam neither. If no dam came out, then she's not. I tumas later is not a later. That's how Rashi fills in. You see. Because if this would be considered a later, we learned before that you don't need dam. If you don't need dam in order to be tumah tumas later, because we said, I feel it, Rashi said in Chumash back in source 2, I feel it below dam. Right? That's what Rashi says. Kimeini das osa tikmo. However, Behuda disagrees. Behuda says, ben kach or ben kach tmeh. Behuda says she's tmeh either way. Okay, she's tmeya either way. With this chaticha also, she's tmeya either way, whether it was with dam or without dam. So what's the machlokas about? So later on, that's the Mishnah on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. So later on the page, Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, the bottom of the page, Ma'or Amud Beis. And source 7, Elam Rav Nachman Yitzchak, be'efshar psichas hakever below dam kamiflegi. They're arguing whether there's a possibility that such a thing exists. Can the mokar open up? Can it open up without the discharge of blood, of dam? Yeah, that's the machlokas. Can there be psichas hakever below dam? According to the Rabbanan, all right, we'll put to the Hanitani, the Tanya. Okay, well, before we spell out, before we read the parallel. Okay, according to the Rabbanan, if there's no dam, she's tahora, even if the chaticha had the appearance, as Rashi will tell us, of one of the colors of dam. But that's not the chacham, the Rabbanan hold, efshar, yes, efshar, but psichas hakever below dam. So therefore, if you did not find any dam, so then this particular case was a case where the kever opened up without dam. So therefore, she's going to be tahora. Okay, that's why the rabbanon say in yeshim adam tmei lav tahora. All right, let's look in Rashi. Psichas kever. First of all, Rashi just tells us there in Chaval 1 Aleph 8, the word kever is the recha. Right, it's a recha. It's another word. I guess it's some unusual word the way we use kever, but okay, that's the recha. So below dam leidam. Hilchav, lirabbanon, kileka dam tahora. Okay, if there's no dam that accompanied this chaticha that came out, she's tahara. But filu chaticha shall arba minay dam, even if it matched the right colors, right? We had the different colors. Even with those colors, the chaticha lav damhu. This chaticha has some form or substance to it. Okay, so that's not called dam. Elabosar, it's flesh. Okay, and therefore below Omar, we don't say dam achar ika vanan hu delo chazina. We don't have to assume. No, there must have been some blood that came out with it, and we just didn't notice it. The Kasavi Rabbanan, Efsro, Psichas Akev, below Dam. They said it's possible for the Rechem to open up, and there's no Dam. So therefore, you don't see it. You don't have to assume that there was some. So therefore, the Rabbanan say, we have to look, that's back in the mission. Rabbanan say, Hamakalas Chatika, Imei Shim Adam Tmei, Abim Lav Tahara, you have to look and see. Okay, if you saw there was Dam, then she's Tmei Anita, fine. If there was none, then that's it. You don't have to say there must have been some Dam that we just didn't notice, because they believe Efsro, Psichas Akev, below Dam. However, Behuda, Rabbi Huda, even if it didn't match the right colors, we're not going to go back to that now, we spoke about that earlier in the year, but even if it was the wrong colors, we don't care about the color of this chaticha, of this fleshy mass on its own, that we don't care about, because the vadai dam achar havo, okay, there must have been some regular dam, good, I don't care what the color, it's like the machlokes kind of in a katzel a katzel, because the chachamim hold, Rabbanon hold, that even if the chaticha itself was one of the qualifying colors of dam, we don't care. That's not dam. It's basal. Okay, so therefore, if we didn't see any dam, we're okay. We don't have to assume it. There must have been dam. We didn't notice. Even if the chaticha is the color of dam. And the Rehuda is the other extreme. Rehuda says, I don't care what the chaticha looked like. The chaticha could have been among the colors. Again, we discussed all about the colors, but, you know, Yeroka, Levana, you know, Yeroka, yellowish, Levana, wasn't the colors of dam for sure, but we have to assume, the vadai dam achar habit, there must have been some other dam there. Banan hu lo chazina, we just didn't see it. Because they hold the EF shul psichas akher below dam. So that's the machlokas, the Rabbanan and Rabbi Huda. According to Rabbanan, even if the chaticha has appearance of one of the types of dam, it's not a problem because EF shul psichas akher below dam. That's not dam, that's flesh. And Rabbi Huda holds that no, EF shul psichas akher below dam. The color doesn't matter. There must have been some sort of dam there. Okay, so that's the machlokas over there. And then the Gemara continues. Back in 7, the Gemara just continues. Bepluta the hani tanoi. This is the machlokas elsewhere among the tanoi. The Tanya, Kisto Shnaim Ushlishi Pila, Ena does my Pila, Raisin Suffolk, Later Suffolk Ziva, may via carbon venonecha, according to Rabbana, be sure, may via carbon venonecha, she EF shall obscene as a car below down. Okay, what that? It's a parallel machlokas. Kisto means she went into labor. Okay, she was in labor, and it was done. Okay, it was done because of the labor. Okay, it's called Dam Kosher, which we'll talk about hopefully tomorrow. Okay, but let's look at Rashi again. Kisto Shnaim, Besoch Yud Aleph Yom should be needed to need a Ross Adam Machmas Kosher. It's a rare case. We had it at the very beginning of the year, if you may recall. Okay, she became a Zava right before giving birth. Very unusual because in order to become a Zava, you have to be Nida first. Whatever happened, remember that we discussed, right? You have to come out of Nida and become a Zava. But whatever it is, whatever the circumstances were, I think we may have seen this Gemara. But the case is somehow or another she was in the Yud Aleph Yom. Okay, she's in the Yud Aleph Yom. So she saw 2 days in a row. But she saw, as Rashi says, Kishto Shlaim, third to last line of 8, Besoch Yud Aleph Yom should be needle, neither be Ross or Dam Machmas Koshi. Koshi meaning the labor pain, right? She saw Dam. Now, Ulushlisha is on the third day, he pila. She miscarried. Okay, she miscarried. The Eina Yodas, Im Ross or Dam, be Osa Leda or not. Okay, she does not know whether any Dam came out. So I'm unable to tell whether any Dam came out in that particular case. Okay, and Rashi says, "Meinu das im nefel hu im ruach bavel." You don't know what came out exactly. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Harezu suffik leida suffik ziga," because now there must be either this is considered a leida, and even if it's not considered a leida, it's considered the blood. There was a discharge, and this is the third day, right? This is the third day. So we have a suffix, so says the Gemara, may be a carbon, but ain't on echo. She has to bring a carbon, but it's not eaten. Okay, let's see Rashi in 9. This is on top of Chaf Aleph Mit Beis. Hari is a suffix later, suffix ziva. Suffix im ziva, he be chayavis per carbon ziva. Okay, suffix im later, he be chayavis per carbon later. Or suffix ain't a low later below ziva, but ain't a lack carbon. Kaitza. Im yolda beshlishi vlad, im yolda beshlishi vlad gomer who. Okay, Hare Kan Leda, below Ziva. If this is whatever she discharged is a Vlad Gomor, so then it's a Leda, not Ziva. But a filler also dam in leidosa lahashlim gimel reels. Even if some dam came out, okay, that's not going to make her a zava because the koshi some of later on one of tiara. It's not going to make her a zava. That's a gemara later on. It says ki azov zov dama dama machos atzal machos blood. Okay, so the blood that came out, even if it was the third day, any blood that came out later is not called dam zima. Let's say whatever she discharged is not considered a vlad. That she's a regular zava. It's not called a leda. So what is it? So it's dam nida. It was the third day because she already saw 2 days. Right now it's the third day. So now she's a zava gemura. You can't disregard that dam that came out because that's only, you only disregard the dam that came out with the leda when it was actual leda. But if this was not a real leda. And again, she doesn't know what it was. Right? We don't know what it was. So if there's not actual dam with the, if it was not an actual latest, and then that dam is regular dam, then she's a zova. Okay. You law have blood below rasa dam, and what if there was not a vlad? She didn't see the dam. Then ain't kan lo leda below ziva. The shnei yamim hu dechazai hilcha. You only saw 2 days, not three. Okay. Hilcha mevia carbon echad lechol bekachim shema yoleda zozovi. But it's the same carbon. Okay, in other words, the carbon ofla ola and ofla chatos, the same carbon whether she's yoledes or a zava, and a wealthy if she's poor, if she's wealthy, she'll bring the kevis. But okay, anyway, the point is the same carbon because you can bring that carbon, then you're covered. You're covered when it's a zava, covered when it's a leda. But the eino nocheles chatos ofshalo, the ola is not eaten anyway. The ola is cool on the bed, right? But the chatos is normally eaten, but this chatos can't be eaten because maybe the shema ain't lo yelad is lo zava. Why? The efshar lepsichas hakever below dam. What is all that up to? Because maybe there was talking no dam. So now there was no dam this third day, and it wasn't yolada, so it's a zero. So this was not chayav a carbon. It's not chayav a carbon. You can't eat it. So you follow. You put it all together. She has to bring the carbon. It's a carbon. Maybe she uses zava, or maybe she's a yoledes as the same carbon. Okay, but you can't eat it because maybe she was neither a zava nor a yoledes. Not a zava because there was no dam, and not a yoledes because this wasn't a leda, so it was a zero. Okay, so and this is all predicated on efshal psichas akar below dam. Maybe when she discharged, there was no dam at all. So therefore, with shlishi lo chazoy vlad nami have a high carbon melikas chul him and if you can't eat it, right? You can't. It's a carbon you can't eat. Okay, because by oaf, malika, you know how you do the shecht and oaf for carbon, it's with malika, with your fingernail, right? That's by carbon, but not by chulin. So you can't eat it. All right. However, Rabbi Yeshua, back in the Gemara, on the 7th, Yeshua says, maybe a carbon vinechol. She has to make a carbon anity, because me monafshach. Right? Either it was either like this, or need the eye, there was no dam. No, he said there must have been dam. Because he holds Epsilon, Psychos of Kerr, below Epsilon, Psychos of Kerr, below down. That's the last Raji. She Epsilon, Hilchel Marsha, in Vladu, Ari Khan Leda, the main of Vlad, Ari Khan Ziba, the Bislishi Chazoy, she's one down on the third straight day. Right? You follow? Anyway, that's just, I don't want to spend that much time on it, but just, it's another, it's the same machlokas. The same machlokas we have on the Mishnah, on Chafal Manav, between the Rabban and Rabbi Huda, that's the same thing. Machokas Rabban and Rabbi Yeshua by Dam Koshi. Okay, again, we don't have to spend that much time on it, just to show you that this is a question: whether we assume the halacha that Efshal of Psichas Hakar Velo Dam or not. Okay, you follow the alumnus there with the Yaziva and the Zava and the Oledes and the Malasha. Okay, now there's an important point Tosus makes. The Ramaskal Lifluk. Okay, Daf Chav Beis or Beis. Tosa says, even if you hold that E Efshar L'Psichas HaKever Lo Dam, okay, there still is, even if you hold E Efshar, but it has to be open for some amount. There is a minimum shear. Tosa says, look at 10, Chav Beis and Beis and Masa Liflo, Asara Uklipa Lo Parach. It's going on a different part of the Gemara, but the point is important. Asara Uklipa Lo Parach, the Liflog of Yehuda, the Mu'atim Yehuda, Velo Shayach Bu Psichas HaKever. Okay, a very minimal discharge, even of Yehuda, will admit that even a very minimal discharge, or of Yehuda, or I guess of Yeshua, and the other machlokas, the other in the Brisa, would hold that there has to be something. There's a minimum size for us to say e efshel psichas hakever lo dam. Okay, there is some sort of a shear for it to be called psichas hakever. That's what I'm trying to stress. All right, something less than the size of a sar, the hair, or a klipa, some kind of a peel, something less, even a behudu would agree, and that's not called psichas hakever. You follow? The Tosas is saying, it doesn't give you exact size, we'll have to see, but Tosas is saying, and by the way, this becomes extremely relevant for internal examinations with instruments and so on. All right, so it's an important point Tosas is making, that even a behudah agrees. You don't always say that he holds, it's got to open a certain amount, right? If it's such a small discharge, again, the width of a hair, sar or klipa, then even Rabbi Huda would say that's not called psichas hakever. Okay? Yes, good. One other Gemara, all right, Gemara on Samach Vav Mod Aleph, later in Nida. Adbere Rav Rav Shmuel. A rabbi and a shmuel, they're going for a walk or something. Anyway, they were talking, so he showed him, Kishta Shnei Yomim Ulashlisha Hipila. Okay, and that case, she had the dam koshi for 2 days, right? So labor, blood from being a labor for 2 days, and the third day she was mapella, she discharged something. So then Teshav Shivinakim. Kosovar ain't Kishul in a fallen, okay, that there's no kula of dam koshi, that's what he happens to hold. There's no an eifa. It's not called a leida. There's no kula of dam koshi, like we said before. Koshi some of the leida won't be called the proper leida. He holds it, not by an eifa. None of them agrees with that, but that's what he holds. And also, he also holds the e epshel because a kabel of dam. So what is there? It wasn't the leida. There was dam. Okay, you didn't see the dam. Doesn't matter. He holds e epshel because a kabel of dam. Okay, so therefore it's a ziva blood. So now she's a zava for 3 days. Right. That's the case. Kishta Shai Barosu Mezo. All right. So that's the sugi. That's what Rava says in Source 11. Okay. Rava holds that it's impossible to psichas hakever below dam. One thing is, it's interesting, a little bit of a steerer, because increases on the Yudam and Aleph, Source 13, says, Omar Rav Ashi, Rava Matar, it's a mild, the same EF shall psichas hakever below dam. Mashalon, the F shall psichas hakever below dam. There, in increases of Yud, Rava seems, again, Rashi says the kever is the rechem, but there, Rava seems to say that it's the same Rava, right? Who says that it is possible to have psichas below dam. So a little bit of a stira in the sheet of Rava. All right, so later on they'll say, because in the Gemara Krisus, he was just explaining that sheet, but it's not really what he holds. Okay, that's a, you know, sometimes get out of these types of stiras, especially in Amorah, and he was just explaining that sheet. But in any event, this is the Machlokas. All right. Yeah, also, Tosus increases. On the Yudam and Aleph there, asked an interesting question. It's a side question, but it's interesting, I think. Tosas, Yevshel Psech Kabel Adam, if that's true, Tema Imkein Lamai Itzrich Lamichtav Gabi Zohar V'toma Shiviz Yamim. Why do you have to tell me back in Parshas Tazria? This is Tosas increases that. It's a side point, but I think it's interesting. Tosas answer Kasha, what do you need to tell me? Look back in the first source, right? Well, no kidding. Okay, of course. Because EF Shalom Psychic Kemal Dam. What does the Torah tell you? You have that principle that EF Shalom Psychic Kemal Dam. So then the Marashah comes to the Tamei for 7 days. Right, what's added? You're making the Kemah. I understand the Chiddush of Torah. Telling you she's Tamei for 2 weeks. The Tamei Shuayim. Okay. What's the Chiddush when it comes to a Zohar? Right, that's a regular din. If EF shows regular din, neither EF shows psichas hakever. Hold on, what are you telling me? She comes to me for 7 days. That tells you. Here the kasha. Tema MK. That's verse 15. Tema MK. Lamai itzur lemitzur gabi zochah v'tomah shivas yamim. Question mark. Right. Amar Reb Zera the ilav bro. How many the tipma shu ayim mikavachom in a kevah? The taras maruba b'afal afilu haki shu ayim kol shekain zochah shemur kahay gav nikku taras kana. Because I might have thought that she would like the kevah. She would even more. It shouldn't be just 7 days. It's coming to tell us it's only 7 days. Right? You wouldn't have needed to tell me 7 days. That's true. Because Yev Shalom Psichas HaKever Lodan. But Rebbe says, but without the Pasuk, I might have thought that, that the woman who has, was more Yemei Tohar is Tomei for 14 days. And certainly a man who has less Yemei Tohar, he should be Tomei for 14 days, right? She has more Taharis, so to him, yet she's Tomei Tomei for 7 days. So the kol shekein zohar, right? Okay, so therefore it's coming to tell us that it's only 7 days. All right. Anyway, back to our issue. So how do we paskin on this question of whether efshel psichas hakever l'adam? We saw it's a machlokas tanoim in a couple of different places in the Gemaras and a stira in Rava, but certainly when the Rava himself is just explaining, but the other sheet exists. So how do we paskin? Yeah, you with me? You with me? So take a look in the Ramban. Hilchus Nida Paragimel of Zvav 16. Amishalechas Haticha Bein Adu Bein Levon Yerokan, no matter what color. Afal Pi She'ein Imodam, says the Ramban, Tmeya, E-F-E-F Shalop Psichus HaKever Below Dam. Okay, so that's the Ramban Paskins. That E-F, it's not Pask, it's Pask, it's, yeah, E-F Shalop. Yeah, the Machok is right. EF Shalop Psichus HaKever Below Dam. Fine. The Rosh in Nida, on that Sugya Nida, Paragraph Chafala, Paragimel Siman Aleph, spells it out, right? He says the Shita of Yehuda is Omer Bein Kaf or Bein Kaf Tmeya, and so on. He writes, Aloch is like Yehuda. And the Rabbanon holds it's possible to Psichus HaKever Below Dam, but Yehuda disagrees, and the Rosh says, Aloch is like Yehuda, and therefore EF Shalop Psichus HaKever Below Dam. And then he asks, what about the fact that Rova and Krisa said the other way? So now it's a steer. So again, Rosh gives that answer, like I mentioned before, the last line of 17. Aliba the who Bryce with the Matara talking. He was just explaining that one Bryce. Abel Hil, bottom line, the last line of 17. Abel Hilchasa, the E Efshar, the Psichas HaKever below down. So the Rosh and the Ramban both hold that it's halacha is the E Efshar, the Psichas HaKever below down. Not everybody agrees with that. The Shiltas, okay, the Shiltas are a high going there in Parsha Tazria. It's Shilta Pei Hey, 18. Kamash Malon, the Hecha Mina EF Shalop Psichus HaKever Below Dam, Hecha de Gomar Tzur Se Devlad. The Shiltas of the opinion, we only apply that principle of EF Shalop Psichus HaKever Below Dam when what was discharged was Gemar, a fully developed fetus. A fully developed fetus. In other words, it has to be, if it's a normal, fully formed fetus, then Taka, it's impossible for it to come out without there being done. However, the Kabbal Hecha came in the low Gomar Tzur Se Devlad, low mixed up to, according to the Shiltas, it is possible. According to the Shiltas, it is possible to have. We only say it is he limits. He says e efshar l'psichus hakever lo dam if what came out was a fully formed fetus, but if it was not, then it's possible to have it without any dam. That's how he passes. Okay, the Rambam seems to hold like that. The Rambam in Hilchos Isur Bia Perak Hey Alafi Yud Gimel 19. I'm a pellet, I'm a pellet, chaticha, apal pi, shihi, aduma, im yeish, imodam, tmeyabim, lav, tahor. Rambam says it depends on his blood. Apparently, he agrees with the Shiltas that Epsher, the Psyche, like Emelo Dam. That's why he says it depends whether it was Dam or not. Okay, but filu nikwa chaticha, it's a male, dam, harezu, torah, shain, zed, dam, nidal, dam, chaticha. Right, dam chaticha doesn't count. Chaticha is a different thing. Even if it's got blood inside, that's not called dam mida. Okay, and the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid disagrees. Because of Ravid, Omar from Hadalo Kilkasa. He writes not the halacha. The sikta, the efshal we paskin efshal b'shilas kever below dam. I'm sorry, we paskin that's the machlokas and Rabbanon hold. That's a mistake. It should say Behuda, but not Rabbanon. Behuda holds e efshal b'shilas kever below dam. No, the Ravid, you notice it said Rabbanon. I don't think it means Rabbanah, it means the Behuda, because Rabbanah don't hold like that. But anyway, the Ravid disagrees. He says the Rabbanah Shalom Kalocha. The Ravid says the Rabbanah is not correct. We hold E.F. Sherel, the Psichus HaKever, below that. Okay? In terms of the Shulchan Aruch, so we had this back in Sim Kuk, Kei Ches, Siv Gimel. Okay? We talked about my palace and so on. So the Shulchan Aruch rules like the Rov Rishonim against the Shulchas, and it says in Kuk, Kei Ches, Siv Gimel, explicitly not like the Shultas. The Mechaber spells that. I think it's come to Hotzi, and that's Shita the Shultas, right? Afilu b'neifel shalo nigmar atzeroso. We still say, E.F. shalo psichus hakever below dam. Okay, good. Now, so the question is, Rachul Nogel Amaisa, is it, can you have psichus hakever? What if the psichus hakever was due to some sort of external, it was open from the outside. It wasn't the result of some natural biological process, but it was opened up artificially, so to speak, from the outside. Will we also say EF Shalop Psichus HaKever Below Dam? That's really the question. If the kever, if the rechem, okay, the womb is opened up below from the outside, right? From some sort of outside gorim, you know, an external cause, right? That's really the question. So the Nodeh Behuda has a tshuva. Madura Kama, I'm sorry, Madura Tinyana, Chelik Yardei Sim Kuf Chaf 21. Okay, such as, here's an example. Shaharofe, hichnis etzba'o, o is a kli. The doctor put his finger in or some other or some instrument in. Okay, and he says, the gamein chilek ben yalda, your child, or zakenom, sakudamim, omeres manika, tamid, ein, psichas, akever, below dam. So that is the position of the Nodeb Yehuda. When it comes to e efsher, le psichas, akever, below dam, e efsher means e efsher. That's it. There's no difference whether it was open from the inside or something external. Okay, the rule is ein psichas akev l'adam, no matter how it got open. Okay, that's the position of the Nodeb Yehuda. However, in the Hagos, footnotes, certain editions of the Nodeb Yehuda, and not true. In the Aris in 22, number 4, this in this version is Hagos Reish Beis Peis. That's for Baruch Frankel Tolman. Okay, Baruch Frankel Tolman. That's what Reish Beis Peis is, or Baruch Frankel. Okay, so we have his Hagosa back in the Shulchan Aruch and something. Okay, Baruch Frankel Tolman. Okay, and so he quotes other Svarim, and basically he says that those who argue with the Nodeb Yehuda is, okay, and hold, towards the end of the line, She'i Efshar L'Psichas Yehuda Adam, Hainu Iniftach Mibifnim. No, that's only if it opened from the inside, the normal manner. Okay, and he says further. So the Baruch Frankel Tolman simply points out that the not everyone agrees with the Nodeb Yehuda, and it's artificially open the outside. That doesn't count as psichas akever. Okay, we wouldn't say automatically there was dam there. Okay, and he says muvadze. Besides this, Baruch Frankel Tolman, he writes muvadze near the ishtar mitzvah and chabad divrei Rambam. Beferish hamishnayis reish parak amapelas because of zeh loshon. Then he's medayik in the Rambam. Okay, look in the Rambam. I printed it for you. The Parish HaMishnah, and that Mishnah in Nida, the beginning of Parakim HaPelas. That's the Mishnah Chafal, right, that we saw before. The Parakim HaLachal, that's the Mishnah in Source 4, right? Source 5. The Mishnah, the beginning of Parakah Pelas. That's Rambam has in the parish of Mishnah, Paragimel Mishnah Aleph. All right. He writes, Tamachuk Yehuda Tanakam, Shehuda Omer, Yevshel Psichza Kebel Adam, Umishayetse Dover Min Harechem. When something comes Min Harechem, something is being discharged through the Rechem. So therefore, the Rechem opens up in order to discharge whatever it's discharging. Then, Yevshel Shelo Yetse Imo Dam, then some Dam must come out with it. It's just not always noticeable because it's all very little. It's covered up by something else and so on. But EF here says the goes to the Aris in the Nodeb Yehuda. You see from the Rambam, the simple reading of that Rambam, the Parish HaMishnah, is an economy. That what? That the only problem of Psichas HaKeber is, again, the language of the Rambam. Mishayetze Dover Min HaRechem. Something is being pushed out of the Rechem. That's what caused it to open. Then we say EF shall psichas akever l'adam. There must have been some dam also. But going back to this horror of the Nodeb Yehuda, okay, and he says tatama poshut kasher rat makmacher. Okay, anyway, he says it must be that, and therefore he says the end of the last two lines. Im niftach harechem de adam ein hechrich sheitzei dam. It was open externally. There's no hechrich the dam must come out. Dam must come out when it opens from the inside because it's discharging something else. If you remember in the beginning of the year, the chart, the diagram that I showed you, and so on. So, first of all, it's a natural process, but even when if something's being discharged, so it opens up. So that taka discharges some blood, but if it's forced from the outside, lavdafka, that's what he says. Ein hechaj damash ainakink yushpa rechem oti dover. When the rechem works, mispael works in a normal fashion, discharge something, then it's dam, yeah.
It's true,
but
it's not
there, presumably that's not a good role. I mean, but okay, so that's my, I'm just pointing out to my focus, and it is no Gaila Maisa. It is no Gaila Maisa. All right, so that's the Rambam. Again, others deal with this as well, besides another Yehuda and the Aris another Yehuda. Okay, there is, now the Pasuk says, we discussed this also, Remember, we had back on our Kavala, we had this earlier Simon of Haro Adam Bishvil Feret. Remember, in that tube, remember we discussed it, the Kupeches there, that we discussed that earlier. Okay, the Pasuk says, in Parak Tes Vava, Vayikra Parak Tes, Isha Kiya says, Zava Dom Yezova, Bib Sara, right, the blood flows through her flesh, through her body. Okay, then she was 17 also, then she comes in for 7 days. So the Gemara has on that same Daphne, the Chaf Alpha Beit. Boy, what if it never actually touched her like it is? She had some sort of a tube inserted, okay, and it came out through the tube. Now we discuss this, right? So, Mahu, Bibsara, Amar Chaman, Velo, Bishofaris. Do we say, well, no, there's only two months, Bibsara, not Bishofaris. Oduma, Hai, Bibsara, Mabalei, Shet, Matam, Mibachut. No, Bibsara teaches us a different thing. Remember that it should be Tame already when it's inside, it hasn't yet come out of the body, but it's in that canal. That's what Bibsara teaches. Amalei, Bibsara, Marchona, Velo, Bishofaris. The Bibsara, Mabalei, Shet, Matam, Mibachut. In Kenem Akob, singular basar, my bibsara shmam in a tarti. Okay, again, we don't need to go over that case in great detail. We'll discuss it at length at the time. Okay, Rashi says, refers, hichnisa kone cholol, too. Balsamoko, nimsu, so good dam. Right? So well, it was not on the side, it was on the inside. Again, we discussed that at some length. Okay, the question is bibsara. So, the halacha is that the dam needs to touch her flesh. And so if it's in the shofar, she's not tamei. So it's interesting, if you look in the Beis Yosef, okay, the Beis Yosef there in Simkuk Peches, which we've discussed this point then, okay, but the Beis Yosef says that when something is so small, okay, and that's a, because what happens, what do you mean? How can, you know, the bottom line is, how could you be makel by Shofaris, but the Yev Shof says, give it all down. The whole, we didn't discuss them because we hadn't learned this yet. But I mean, maybe you saw the Beis Yosef when you learned it. I don't know, but the Beis Yosef is bothered back there in Simkuk Peches. What do you mean? Okay, don't we say EF Shalom Psich Sekevel Adam? So what's the difference? There was a tube there, right? What's the difference? There was a shoferes, right? There was some opening. So the Beis Yosef there says 27. B'davka Chatichos Ktanas Dumi the shoferes. That's what's Tahora. Okay, and he quotes this Gemara. He quotes Halach Rabbi Yehuda and so on. All right, so Beis Yosef's point is that when something is so small, so then everyone agrees maybe there's no dam. But if it's like by the shofar, but if it's a big chaticha, then that's going to make her tmeya. All right, the only question is what's big and what's small. Okay, it sounds like the only thing is a shoferes, right? The shoferes is very, very thin. We're only matar if something's mamish like the size of a shoferes, which is, you know, very, very thin. Okay, but other than that, we will say yep, shalom sinzer well done, and that sort of sounds like the Behuda, right? We say it automatically. In other words, he's not machalic, but it sounds all that way, right? Okay. Anyway, the Shulchan Aruch back there in Sim in the Kuf Peches 28 in Sim Gimel rule Hichnisa Shofaris Otsia Badam Tahora Chayim Rasadam Chaticha Pilam Bukhas Adam Bukhaim. Remember, we spoke about that Binyan Shonogim to touch the sides and so on and so forth. So the Shulchan Aruch also ruled that if the Adam came to the Shofaris, she's Torah because that's not called Derech Riyu. Okay, how come it's not Pesicha Zekevel? What happened to the principle of Ein Pesicha Zekevel Adam? Again, presumably we're talking about something here that's just simply not big enough. Right? It goes back to that Tosus. Right? That Tosus that I showed you in 10, on Nidah Chaf Beis Hav Beis, Dil Masel Liflog, okay? And the Beis Yosef, by the way, quoted that Tosus. Okay, you look in the last few lines of 27, the Beis Yosef referred back to that Tosus. But you read over the Beis Yosef, but he referred back to that Tosus. Something that's so small, and then we don't call that Pesicha Zekevel according to anybody. Now, the Nezer has a tshuva. Okay, now the Nezer is a tshuva in Chelek Eredeis in Kuf. It's in Reish Chav Dalet. And he was asked this question: Shelaso Shelas Chacham Higiyane B'Din Isha Sharofe Pasach Pi Hamokar B'Kli. The doctor opened up the uterus with some kind of a kli. Shekaso Rabbi Huda the Chashem Pesicha Zekevel V'Yef Shabalodam. And he quotes that other Behuda. Behuda says, doesn't matter whether it's internal, external, doesn't matter. The Eif Shalom Psichas Kevel Adam. But he writes, the Bechachmas Adam Cholek Alav, the Psichas HaMokor, the Bechutz Lohan, the Psichas HaKever. quotes him. I didn't print the Chochmas on him. I could have, but he says disagrees. Okay, so you know, he says that no, that's not cold. It's not Pshichas Nekever. It's only a normal opening, an external motivation, external prodding. Doesn't label it Pshichas Nekever. Ukvar Amarti Lo Baal Peh Shem Divrei Beis Yosef. He quotes the Beis Yosef, which just saw sort of sounds like the Rabbi Yehuda. There's Mavur Lehedle. The Gam Pshichas Mechutzcha Pshichas Nekever. Okay. The question is, how do we paskin, right? Do we bring the Rambam, who also paskins in general, at the end of Aleph? Remember, I showed you back number 19, the Rambam, Parakei, Alach Yud Gimel, paskin that, yes, Efshar, Alach, Pesach, Kevel, Adam. Remember, the Rambam, look back at 19. Hamapeles Chaticha, Afu Yishadum, Im Yesh, Im Adam, Tmei Abim, Lav Torah. Right, so one second, the Rambam rejects this whole principle of Efshar, Alach, Pesach, Kevel, Adam. He held, yes, Efshar, So this person who was sending the shalat to the Avnei Nezer was asking, maybe we should mitzaref the Rambam shita and we make it. Anyway, at the end, he writes an Osi Yud Beis, okay, as maybe to sort of a sveka, you know. I mean, maybe we pass like the Rambam, and if we don't pass like the Rambam, maybe this wasn't big enough and so on. Anyway, so the Yud Beis, Ata Nosh Lishor Chakir is quoted with Tzarek Das Rambam, the Efshal Pesek Vodam, L'didiza Eino, the Tziris of Shittos, Homish Mesvei Sveika, Mechem Nidho Dinan, Shema Psicha, Levad, Belo Yitzi Adam, Mechnin, E Efshal Vodam. So like there's one suffix in effect, right? Does external opening count or not? And therefore he leans like the Nabi Huda, and he says that the Psicha Mechutz does count as a Psicha. However, our Moshe Feinstein, 30. Igus Moshe Yeradeh Chelik Aleph Simon Pei Gimel. Simon Pei Gimel. Here it is. Be'inyan. Yesh lo maka ba'osa makom. Over Tzavar. Tzavar Ein. You know, the canal. The Umachnis instrument. Ubodekes umotzadam. Okay. She found dam. So what's the story? So here Moshe writes in 30. Avol mitzarach nosa instrument. And called the Pesach Tshuva and our Siman. I didn't put it on the paper, but the Pesach Tshuva here, and Kuf Tzadik Dalet, our Siman quotes it. And quotes the Binat Adam, Chasam Sofer, Lo Pligalav Eleba Achnosos Etzba. He says, well, there might be a difference between an instrument and a finger. Okay? He says, those who disagree with the Rabbi Yehuda, Moshe, right? Those who disagree with the Rabbi Yehuda, only arguing by a finger, because the finger is not typically long enough to get up to the mucker anyway. Okay? He says, Lo pliga of elabachnos is etzba, she efsha shiagia ad a mucker. Okay? Even like we said by the neighbor, no matter how, it's still not big enough to get all the way inside. Although the kli, but an instrument can be of any length. Although the kli, lo pli, the efsha la piso gam besocha mucker. You can have instruments that, what do you call it? Speculum, and have certain instruments that go well inside, even into the mokor itself. Okay, so in any event, Ramosha holds. So Ramosha holds that it also machmir if it's with an instrument. Some who disagree with the Rabbi Yehuda, we said that, like we saw, and that's only with regard to the finger, because it's not long enough to get to the mocker. Anyway, there, those people will argue that yes, Efshar below Dam. But if it's an instrument that could go farther in, and they do, the instrument go very far in, they wouldn't say that. Okay? And, the other thing he mentions, the Lachain Amina Sha'afla Rambam, Sha'posik Rabbanan Sha'efshar Lepsich Zakar below Dam. Even the Rambam, who doesn't hold like a Behuda, he passes like a Behuda, Rabbanan, yes, Efshar Lepsich Zakar below Dam. Quotes that Rambam we saw in 19, Parakei Mechus Rabbi Alech Yigimon, Hurak Keshebodko Velo Motsu Dam. Okay, that's if the Taka didn't find any Dam. Then Lo Amina de Neva, Mishum de Efshar Metzias, Lachin Lo Nechash Neva, Shu Eina Motsu, Ava Belo Bodka, Gam Huyo, the Shechosh Ledam, She Ein Svara, She Apluk the Rechoka Ben Atanoim. Rambam, you know, the Rav Moshe Feinstein here is saying a very interesting thing. He's limiting the Machlokas. The Rav Moshe is limiting the machlokas, the original machlokas, in the Mishnah on Chafalaf, the Mishnah 5, Chafalaf on Aleph. The Rambam limits the machlokas. He says, "Ain svara she implute the rechoka bein atanoim should be who the yispor she ef shabalodam rabbanan yispor shaleka shum chashash." It's been a kotze la kotze. right, which is sort of what I presented before, but the Rav Moshe doesn't like it. Okay, he says, even according to the Rambam, okay, he says, Elavadai, even according to Rabbanan, like the Rambam Pasa, Elavadai says the Moshe, Shagam Rabbanan, Sogrim, Sheesh Lochos Adam, Shaharbe Pomim, Yesh Dam, Besitz Akever, Rak Shagam Epsher, Leon, Besitz Akever, Lodam. Yeah, Epsher means it's a possibility. And therefore, if you didn't see it, you know, if you didn't see it, that's something else. Okay? But that, I mean, that, you know, you checked and didn't find anything. Okay, so then we'll say Epsher. But Lachain, Kevon, Shabodka, Velo, Matzatam, Lo Amin, and Sheneva. You don't have to be, according to the Shita, that Epsher, Lepsiches HaKevel Adam, according to Rabbanan. So if you search and didn't find, then you don't have to say, well, it must have been there anyway and you missed it. That we don't say, that far we don't go. Okay? Ava, Velo, Bodka, but she never checked, then Chashinim. Okay, so that I'm pointing out that's the two things that emerge from that, the tshuva from emotion. Okay, good? All right. Now, in any event, the assumption is that an instrument that went in, we'll see exactly how far or what the size it has to be. Okay, because now the question is, what is exactly the size? Okay, we saw Tosas, we saw the Beis Yosef, it's something very thin, you know, so then that's not called Pesilah Kebra. So what's the deal with that? So there is an important Mishnah in Masechet Olos, Parag Zion, Mishnah Dalet, 31. Okay, the Mishnah Olos. The question now, what is called Pesilas HaKeber? All right, we'll assume EF shall have Pesilas HaKeber Lodam, but we did limit it and said that there are some cases where Esher, because it's not big enough, right? The shofar and the things we saw. So the, actually the Bir HaGroh, there are days in Kuf Peches, sends you this Mishnah Olos. The Mishnah Olos is Parag Zion Mishnah Dalet. The case is Aisha Shimakasha Lele. The woman is having difficulty. She's in labor. Okay? She's in labor. And the case is over there, and she had a stillborn child. Okay? So means that what was inside was Tomei. But inside, it's called tuma blua. Remember that expression? Tuma blua means something blua, means swallowed in. It's completely surrounded. So tuma blua is not metame. Be'olah, that's the case. It's a mission olos. So tuma blua, we're talking about olos. That's the mesecta there. So it's the olah makes, right? So the tuma that's inside, called tuma blua, blua from the blow, like swallow, it's completely inside. So tuma blua is not metame be'olah. Okay? Tuma blua is not metame be'olah. But here, the question is, she gave birth to the stillborn. The question is, if there's psichs hakever, once there's psichs hakever, so then it's not blue anymore. Right? So at what point do we say there's psichs hakever? That's the issue. So it says, Eishu shimikasha lele, or behotziu omi bias lebias, arishon tome b'safek, b'ashen b'vada. Okay, the second place where she is Tamei Vada. Om Yehuda Emasai, which is important for us, Bizman Shini Teles Begapayim. Okay, at what point do we say that she's Tamei and so on? So Niteles Begapayim means she's carried, she can't walk properly. So what, I'm going to go back a step. At what point do we say that a woman is, so to speak, in labor? Enough Gemini for Pesichas Adam for Nida, it's enough Gemini for Shabbos. Also, at what point can you Mechal Shabbos? You know, for a woman in labor, right? So it says, so Nitelas Megapaya means, my explanation is clearly, in other words, we need to know what's called Tshikzakever, right? So Talacha, Nogay and Hilkos Nid, it's Nogay here for Tumah, it's also Nogay and Hilkos Shabbos, I'm telling you, Chal Shabbos. So here, the Rehuda says, Bizman Shri Nitelas Megapaya. Megapaya means like her arm, she can't walk because of what's going on. Avon Haisa Malefes, but she's able to walk. Then Arishon Torah, Mishenitach Kever, Ain Pnei LaHalech, Ain Nefor, because Ain LaNefor Mishenitach Kever, Adjiyalu Rosh Kepiko, which we'll define. Okay, it's a piko, some sort of a piko, it's like a spindle. Okay, that. So for our purpose now, that's what emerges from that Mishnah. The shear is like a piko. All right. Now the Bir HaGroh. So keep that in mind. The Bir HaGroh. And back in Simkuf Peches, in Chav Gimel, the building on right, Harosham Pesach Kever Lo Chashino Lezvar Ketanim Kehu, like we saw in Tosas, they're very small, we're not Choshish. And he points out what's considered small, okay? Look at the Likut, at the end of Sukkot and Chav Gimel in the Gra and Simkuk Pechaz, you don't have a good shear. What's big, what's small, what's considered as a kever? Abu Perk Zayn Dolas, he says it's a pico. You follow? You see what I'm saying? The Tumah question over there, when she's metame ba'oel, so there the Mishnah says, Achi Agil Rosh Kapiko. Okay? And so the girl makes the jump to Tehillah's Nida. Okay? The only problem is, for us, anyway, nowadays, well, what exactly is a pico? What's the size of that spindle that they're talking about? The different size spindle, you know? So, Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva, because Moshe, Orachayim Chela Gimel Simon Kuf, he writes, Bashir Pika Shelo Yadulam. Very nice. It's nice and only going to point to that Mishnah Olos. And the Mishnah Olos says Pika, some kind of a spindle, like I said. But bottom line is, we need a little more. Again, there are spindles of different sizes, right? So we need to know what they're referring to. So most we don't know. Dikdaki Mashkan Rehuda Shechnis Arofa Etzba, Davshu Tal Shechnis Enama Gilamakar, which we already spoke about in that other tshuva, but still, he says that you learn something from this. The size of the spindle we don't know, but the Behuda spoke about a finger, and the Behuda said a finger already is psichas hakever. Now, Rav Moshe, I pointed out that he disagreed with that, right? That was the other tshuva we saw. He says that a finger can't really get that high up anyway, but at least you can learn one thing from the Behuda, namely, what's the width? Okay, the finger. The finger says in the Moshe, quoting that Rabbi Yehuda, already is enough to bring about Psichas HaKever. You follow his logic? That's what the Rabbi Yehuda is saying. That the sticking of the finger, and Rabbi Moshe disagrees with the finger because the finger can't go up that high. Okay, that's a different issue. We saw that before. But one thing's clear. And Rabbi Yehuda says that the finger, the width of the finger, that's already enough to be called Psichas HaKever. Okay? So Rabbi Moshe writes, he quotes the Chachmasan, to defend his idea that the finger doesn't do it. But that's not my point here, says Moshe. Yesh al kopona, second line of 33. Yesh al kopona lamelef mizeh, the Bashir etzba, sober, the Behuda, the next from Psir Zakever. Al pochos mizeh lo matzino. So therefore, lachain yesh lahokel, the instrument, sheovio pochos me etzba, hasamach lagudu. Okay, it's the finger next to the thumb. That's the, we call the pointer, the index finger, right? Index finger. So that's what the Moshe says it is. And the who gimel revoye inch, about 3/4 inch in width. Is that right? Okay, that's what he says. Okay, so Moshe writes that we can be makel by an instrument that's thinner than a finger width. If you look in the Badei Shulchan, you write 15 millimeters. Okay, the Moshe says the width of 3/4 inch. So therefore, he says an instrument that is thinner than a finger, that is not called Psir Zakever. So that's the psak of Rav Moshe in this tshuva. Okay? That's what comes out from all of this fancy stuff. Again, that must have been the pico, this spindle that they were talking about. Okay? That's what Rav Moshe concluded. Good? That takes care of that. Now, just a couple of other points. As I mentioned before, Psir Zakever is also relevant in terms of Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, so the Gemara, the sugya in Shabbos Kuf, and we'll finish with this.
Rabbi, to clarify, this is to consider her a Yuleta Spanish, so we can be over Easter and go Raisa.
But we'll also consider her need we'll get to Shabbos in a moment. I'm going to finish up with Shabbos. I mean, not only Nechus Shabbos, but I put it in here. We'll see it in a second. No, what's relevant to us in terms of Nechus Nida is that Rav Moshe wrote at the end there. Look at the end of 33. The Lachin Yesh Lahakel, the instrument of your prophet's Me'etzwa, in terms of Nechus Nida. Okay? That's Rav Moshe. Now, in terms of the Shabbos issue, so let's take a look at the Sukkot Kuf Chav Kes on the base. Okay, going over to Kukhov Tesla 34. Omar Rum Shmuel, Chaya, okay? Chaya means, a woman in giving birth. Kolzman Shekera Pasua, Bain Omra Tzrichani, Bain Lo Omra Tzrichani, Mechalin Aleh Esa Shabbos. Here's your point, Yeshua, right? That if she has the cover is open, the Rechem is open, okay? She's giving birth. This is Rehud Omar Shmuel, right? Yeah, the Huda Mashmuel, If a woman's giving birth, the kever is open, so we can be mechal Shabbos for her, no matter what, whether she said, I need it, I don't need it. Nistam a kever, but if it's closed still, then bein omer tzrichani, bein lo omer tzrichani, ein mechal alas a Shabbos, by the raisa, you're right, you could have a close Shabbos hakonam, and darabonam, but then I'm giving it for the raisa, right? Ashi must nehakar. Ashi learned a little differently. Marzutra must that was Ravashi. Marzutra learns differently. Marzutra must nehakar. Omer Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Chaya Kol Zman Shakera Pasua Bein Omer Tzricha Ani Bein Omer Ein Tzricha Ani. Mechalas the Shabbos. Okay, but if Nistam a Kever Omer Tzricha Ani, you can also mechalas the Shabbos. Right, you can also mechalas Shabbos if she needs it. If she needs it, Lo Omer Tzricha Ani and mechalas the Shabbos. Okay, so that's machlokas. According to Ravashi, that what Shmuel said was, if she's giving birth, the kever is open, then we're machal Shabbos, whether she says tzrichani or not. If the kever is closed, then we're not machal Shabbos here, no matter what she says. Marzutra learned that according to Shmuel, this is Rabbi Yehuda or Shmuel, if she's giving birth, the kever is open, then we're machal Shabbos, no matter what. If the kever is closed, then she has to say tzrichani. If she does, then we can machal Shabbos for also. But we pass on Ravashi, it's Amalei Rabbeinu Remember, Marzutra Masin Kulav, or Ashi Masin Kubra, Hilchos Hakiman. Okay, good. Now, Ve'emasai, we'll pass like Marzutra, not like Ravashi, Marzutra, the Suffolk Nefeshos, Lahaka. Ve'emasai, Psich Zakever, that's what's most relevant to us now. When do we consider her to be, you know, for this purpose, Psich Zakever? Amarabayim is Shah Shetashiv Ala Mashbir. That means she sits on a birthing stool. Okay, she sits on a birthing stool. I mean, she's a mamish, and the dam coming out, and so on. That's what the Gemara says, on a birthing stool. Rav Huna bar Yeshua Amar Mishor Shadam Shoseis Biyorim. When there's blood coming out, blood, so to speak, pouring out. Okay, and Amrilay and others say, Mishor Shechavosea Noses Osa Ba'agapel. Like we saw back in that mission, Olaf, when she can't walk, she has to be carried, you know, usually today. When a woman goes to the hospital having a baby, they right away bring a wheelchair, no? When you walk in. Isn't that the case? That's still the case. I don't know. I haven't had babies in a while, but it seems to me that always when she comes in.
That was not our experience.
Not your experience. Oh, it was, okay. Yeah. I thought they right away put you in a wheelchair. Okay, anyway.
On the way out, they do.
If what?
On the way out, they do for liability reasons.
On the way out, yeah, okay. I thought they right away. Okay, anyway. But the point is, she's too weak to be able to walk by herself. Rashi says, you know, Tzrichani Lechil, okay, that's Rashi Choftas, Kukhoftas and Al, right? That's the main Sugi there. Shabbos 35. Tzrichani Lechil, right? After Machal Shabbos, we listen to her. Ain't Shema, ain't Tzrichani Chabur, sell almost she Tzrichani. But then one said, never mind, she's being too brave. She needed them Machal. Fine. Bagapel means Bizro sell. By her arms, like we saw before back in that mission, all those Bagapayim. I mean, by her arms, she needs help. She can't walk by herself. That'll be Paskin. So the Rif in 36, the Rif there in Shabbos, Nun Aleph on the page of the Rif in Shabbos, the Daikir Abbas of Amim, the Lo Omer Huna Achi Adam shows the urge, Mamino, Kodim Shetesh Ramash Berkomer, Chabaya Abdinum, the Lo Machal Shabbato Achi Adam shows the urge, Vintesh Ramash Berk, kind of as a combination. She has to be bleeding, usually that's after the so called water breaking. Okay, then she's and she's sitting on a birthing stool, sitting on a birthing stool. That's the Rif. The Ram on the Rif and Shabbos there in an Alpha Bay is the Rush and Perkin Ches and Shabbos Simon Hay and the Rambam are Makel as soon as she starts bleeding. Okay, that's what the Ram writes. He says that we had the 37, the Omer Mishah Shadam Shoshver, the Sofek Mephosh Lahakil. Okay, same thing with the Rosh. Achi Ad Mechalan Shabbos, okay, Achi Adam Shoshver, the Yorub Vitesh Al Hamashver, okay, and there's no while to disagree. It says the end of the Rosh here, Psak Mephosh Lahakil, it should say Sofek problem. And the Rambam also, the Rambam is in Parag Beit, Rukh Shabbos, Lahakil Gimel, Chaya Mishayaskil Hadam Leel Shoshver. Ad sheteled ba'achar sheteled atzol sheyomim b'chalan atzol Shabbos also called tochel. Whether she says she needs it, she doesn't need it, and so on and so forth. She considered a chola sheyesh bo sakana, and then for the 7 days after the baby, the next 30 days she's called the chola sheyesh bo sakana. Okay. And the Rashbo, by the way, the Ramban ran. I'm sorry, there's a question again. Oh, the Ramban.
Yeah. Quick question. Yeah. When is officially psichas hakever for a C-section?
For what? For Shabbos?
For a C-section.
For a C-section, I mean, that's much more complicated, okay? I mean, because the answer is when she's so weak. See, that's how I'm sure the Ramban in the Torah Adam, Shara Mechon, you know, Sakona 40, Ramban says, he says, really, it could be any one of these three things. So obviously, you know, the blood is not going to be in a Nogea by a C-section. But if, you know, usually with C-section, she feels the regular contraction and so on and so forth, and has trouble walking, or she's on the birthing stool, so that would be by a C-section. Okay, so that's the Ramban. He says any one of the three. All right, and that's how Shulchan Aruch Paskens, by the way. Look at 41. Siman Shin Lamed of the Shabbos. Again, this is a little side point, but just haven't brought it up. Zohar Chaim Siman Shin Lamed Siman Gimel Nikres Yoledes L'Chal of Shabbos Shabbos Mishatei Shal Avashper. Oh, Mishal Shadam Shal Zohar. Oh, Mishal Shachav Zav. No So Sober Was Bizar Says Shein Makoch Malo. Can Michal Shabbos any one of those three things? Okay. The Bir Halacha, the Shabur, the Bir Halacha, there in Shalabin. So Gimel, he quotes the Rambam, says that it's, you know, the Shir is in the Dam Shosis Vyorid and so on, which maybe before. Okay, that's also for a further question. But he writes it again, Ladina Nakhtina Kashokhar, we accept the Shokhar, any one of these conditions renders her eligible for Chilul Shabbos. Anyway, that the Shabbos thing is a side point, but the burden for us, as I say, is a various nafkaminas in terms of internal examinations. Now, again, that's all of this is talking about when there's no dam. If she has an internal examination and there's bleeding, that's a different ballgame. Okay, you know, now then we can see it because sometimes because some scratch going up. I mean, you have to look at it. But the whole question of Efshar or E-Efshar, she doesn't care about a dam. It's told when no dam is detected. Okay, if no dam is detected, then we can argue whether Epshalom seems to care about a dam or not. So if she had this a very thin instrument and there's nothing there, so then remotion is we can make it. But obviously, if there was dam, so that's a different thing to consider. Okay?
Ravi?
Well, yeah.
If there is some form of damaka, then we get into the conversation of whether or not it's Bishas Vesla versus Dana Bishas Vesla the Fuling.
Yeah, if there's damaka, then yeah, that'll be a. Okay, yeah.
Even if the instrument is small, if there's like a tefem or something.
Is a kesem after such a procedure, you mean?
Yeah.
The kesem after such a procedure that we can be told it on something else. We'll be told it like any other kesem. But if we told it in the sometimes things scratch when they go up, and so we'll try and be told it. Yeah, we'll try and make them. We will try to make them. Okay. All right, so we'll stop over here and Mitchum will continue tomorrow, same time.
Thank you.
I think that we can
thank you very much
leave here. Leave it on.